With Bookbeat, I'm Don Swaim. There was an ideological split among writers at the International Pen Congress in New York last January, and it was most apparent in the presence of the Peruvian writer Mario Vargas Llosa, who attacked totalitarian nations for creating two types of writers, courtesans or collaborators who praise the state, and dissidents who often wind up in psychiatric hospitals or gulags. Llosa is convinced that the majority of Latin American writers today are not in favor of a democratic society in that part of the world and prefer a totalitarian state.
Even great writers can be totally blind in political matters, and more than that, can put all their prestige at the service of policies which would mean the destruction of what they do.
Mario Vargas Llosa in particular singled out novelist Gabriel Garcia Marquez, describing him as a courtesan of Fidel Castro. That produced an angry response from the West German novelist Günter Grass.
If this is the language to speak about colleagues, I'm losing a lot of hope. I'm losing a lot of hope if this is a language.
But Mario Vargas Llosa knows something about a totalitarian state.
I understand very well that writers from the United States, from the Federal Republic of Germany, can despise in this arrogant way what democracy is. But I am a Peruvian. For me, democracy, freedom is not an academic matter. It's something very serious. We have got 12 years of a military.
Mario Vargas Llosa taking on Günter Grass at the International Pen Congress, where emotions ran high. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim.